The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara tells us that three things, Gimel Dvarim Asa Moshe Midaitei V'Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoy. Three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, so to speak, midaitoi. Moshe Rabbeinu did them in his own volition. V'akrihizkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo, heisiv yamechud midaitoi, upirish mino yisho, v'shiberes haluchos. One thing Moshe Rabbeinu did was, he was moisiv yamechud, the Torah was supposed to be given on the sixth day of Sivan, and Moshe Rabbeinu was moisiv, the Torah was given on the next day. The second thing was, pirish mino yisho, Moshe Rabbeinu was Perish me ishtoy, which was something that he learned out, that since he was in a constant state of receiving nevuah, so he could not be together with his wife. Vishibra saluchois, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchois, midas asmoy, ad kedekach, the pasuk says, la'inin kol Yisrael, there it says, yashakoyach, shashibarto, the Rebbeinu gave me yashakoyach, that he broke the luchois, that was the ability of Klal Yisrael to move past the luchois rishonos, do tshuva and to get the Luchos Shniyos, otherwise there would not have been a chance for Klal Yisrael to recuperate. I'd like to discuss the Hoisiv Yemechad Midaitei, the Mogen Avrom, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Tzadik Dalid, in the Simen that talks about the Tfilos, the Nuscha Tfilos of Chag HaShavuos. The Mogen Avrom asks, how is it that we say, Vatitan Lono Hashem Lekenu, Es Yoim, Es Chag Matan Torah Seinu? How could we talk about Yoim Matan Torah Seinu in terms of Shavuos when we know that the Torah was actually given the next day? The Torah was given on the 51st day of the counting. It was supposed to be given on the 50th. It was given on the 51st day. How is it that we say Yoim Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So the Magen Avraham B'Soif Dvarov, he says a few things. B'Soif Dvarov, he says that there's a remez over here in this Nusach HaTfilah for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. Since the second day of Shavuos is the day that the Torah was actually given, on the 51st day, on the 7th day of Sivan. So there's a remez in that, even in the first day being called Zman Matan Torah Seinu, which is very difficult to understand. How does that help us for the first day of Yom Tov? And what do we do in Eretz Yisrael where there is no 2 days? And again, what's this Zman Matan Torah Seinu if the Ikka Yom Tov is the day when the Torah actually wasn't given? Interestingly enough, about the second day of Yom Tov, there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer who discusses it as a very real tzad, that Shavuos does not have the coolest of Yom Tov Sheni. There are certain coolest of Yom Tov Sheni as far as Kavod HaMes is concerned. Other coolest, which are brought in Hilchos Yom Tov. And the Chassam Sofer says that every Yom Tov, the keeping two days is always, in Chutz Laaretz, is always based on a concept of Minhag HaNisei Meyadein. There was a Sveika D'Yoimo. They didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, and because they didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, there's 2 days Yom Tov. That's true on Rosh Hashanah, it's true on Sukkot, it's true Pesach, and it's true on both days Sukkot. However, when we're talking about Shavuos, Shavuos is not on any specific day of the month. Shavuos is on the 50th day of the counting of the Omer. What does that have to do with, depending on whether the Chodesh was Chos and Moleh, whether Iyar and Nisan had 29 days, 30 days, has absolutely nothing to do with the calendar day of the month. Of course, in our calendar, Shavuos always falls on the same day. But Be'etzem, Shavuos has nothing to do with the day of the month. So he says, L'chore, that means that Shavuos is a special Takon of Chazal to keep 2 days. Has absolutely nothing to do with Sveika D'Yoyma, with Minhag HaNisei Meyadein, and he has a tzad that the kulos of Yom Tov Sheni do not exist. He's doichit. La'alokhi says that Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos has the same halachas as the second day Pesach, Achon Shel Pesach, Simchas Torah, and so on and so forth. However, just to understand a little bit, what exactly is the context of Zman Matan Torah Seinu? B'yachas, the Moshe Rabbeinu added another day. What happened to that day? How is it that we celebrate the day that it was supposed to be? What does that mean also if the Torah was supposed to be given on one day and it was given on another day? What happens to that day? What does that mean? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What did Moshe Rabbeinu define for us with this Hoysev Yemechon Midaitoi? The emphasis is that the Torah says, the question that the Mepharshim asked, the Mepharshim Yaakovish, the Torah says, Tisfru Chamishim Yoim. You're supposed to count 50 days. The mitzvah of the Omer is actually to count 49 days. What's this 50th day? The Mikubalim say something, a very deep concept, which we find in different places. Everybody's heard of it. There's a Shar Memtes, there's a Shar Nun. We know that Klai Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they were by the Shar Memtes of Tumah, they were by the point of no return. If they would have been the Shar Nun, the Svarim tell us, there would have been no return. We can only be Masik, the Svarim tell us today. There's Madregas of Torah called Memtes, Shari Torah. The Shar Hanun of Torah is inaccessible to the human mind. It's something that's only lost with Lavoi. When Mashiach comes, when we'll, in the world of Tchias HaMesim, when there'll be a state of a Neshama without a Guf, this idea of 49 and 50 is what's expressed in this dual identity of counting 49, but in reality, the Torah tells us there's a Mitzvah of Tisper Chamishim Yoyim. 49 represents the world of finite, the world of work, the world of Shlemus, the world of Avodas Hashem, the world of Dveikus Hashem is 7, Shabbos is 7, Shemitah is 7, the year which Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh Lashem, which is Kula dedicated to the Rebbeinu Shlom, 7 times 7, which is the counting of the Shemitah, 7 times 7, which is the counting of Sefiras HaOmer, is all the totality of working on one's relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Achieving whatever Madregas could be achieved in the confines of working in Olam Hazeh. However, being that we're all limited, there's a confine called Olam Hazeh, we can't achieve everything there is to achieve in close to Rebbeinu Shlom. There's a world of beyond. There's a world of beyond in Hasaga of Torah, in Madregas in Torah, in a world of Avodah that we can't plug into, we can't access, because we don't have the Kelim. We're living in a finite world, and we can't access a Madreg of Dveikus Hashem, which is beyond the scope of our world. It's past us. That world is called the Shar Nun. Again, we're talking about things on tremendous Madregas, but even on our own, in our own simple lives, there are things that we can do, and there are things that are beyond the scope of our reality. The experience of reality, the way we understand it, to be Avodas Hashem, there are certain Madregas which are beyond that. That world, for us, we won't talk about what it means for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Rabbi Kiva, for the Tanaim, for the Amoraim, for the Avos HaKadosh, for the Shivtecha, but for us, whatever's past our scope of reality, in terms of Madregas Ruchnias, we'll call the Shar Nun, in our perception. So there's a our Avodah is to count 49 days. That's what we could do. That's the scope of reality in our Olam HaRuchni. However, there is a Shar Nun, and the Torah tells us there's a experience called Bli Gvulim. There's a world that's infinite. That world is called the Shar Nun. That world is called Yoivul. The Pasuk says by Yoivul, that all the Avodim return home. That world is the world of Shichra. That world is a world where there is no Avdus. That's a world beyond limits, beyond finite considerations, beyond things that hold us back from ultimately connecting the Rebbeinu Shlom all the way. The world of Luchas Rishonos, where the Chazal tell us that the Torah tells us Luchas Rishonos were Chorus, and Chazal dash and Altikur Chorus Alecherus, that in the Luchas Rishonos there was the seed of being Cherus Mimalach Hamavis, Cherus Mishivrim Mizoylam, Cherus, as the Mepharshim tells, from Shikchas HaTorah, there was no limit. It was the world of the infinite. The world of the infinite came down to meet Klal Yisrael in the reality, in the Metzius of Luchas Rishonos. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down those Luchas. If those Luchas would have existed, Klal Yisrael couldn't have existed, because if Klal Yisrael was limited and they didn't live with a totality of Dveikus Hashem, and it was shaykh for them to be soivul, to tolerate a chet ha'egel, even if the Yidin that didn't make the chet ha'egel, but in their midst there was a chet ha'egel, then they were living in a different world than Luchas Rishonos. They would not be able to have shaykh to Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas, that Yashukayach Shashivarta, which is the Hoyse Moshe Echad Midaitoi, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do something which gave Klal Yisrael the ability to reconnect with Torah. But that Luchas Shnias is a world of finite. When we talk about the first day of Matan Torah, the day of Matan Torah that was to be, we're talking about the world of 49. We're talking about the seventh day. We're talking about the day of 50. When we talk about the second day, we're talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom says to us, if you do what you have to do, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to add an extra day for Klal Yisrael in order to reach another Madrega of Shleimus, they needed that 50th day in order to make for themselves a Hakona, for the Rebbeinu Shalom to give them that which was beyond the scope of their reality of Ruchnias. In order for Klal Yisrael to be Mekabel the Torah, to be Mekabel Luchas Rishonos, they had to have that 50th day. So really, the Hiss of Yom Echod, Midaito, is similar, somewhat of an opposite, of the Shvirus HaLuchas. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu had to destroy Klal Yisrael's connection to a world of infinite, to a Torah with no limitations, to a Torah with no Gvulim. But before that, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the framework for being Koine Torah, for Luchas Rishonos, by being Hoyes of Yom Echad. Instead of just having 49 days, and then the 50th day would be Matan Torah, they had to experience that 50th day on their own in order to acquire for themselves a Shaykhis to the world which is beyond, to that world which is infinite. And they had to have that themselves. It couldn't be the day of Matan Torah. So even though the 50th is, on the one hand, the Yom Matan Torah, because the preparation that we do every year is 49 days, 7 times 7, the 7 years of Shemitah times 7, the 50th is already Yovel, the 50th year is Yovel, the 50th day is Man Matan Torah Seinu. In reality, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah only after we took another day in order to make ourselves into Kalim for that world of the infinite. And of course, we're not living in the world of infinite. We don't have an infinite connection with Torah, but we have within us the seeds of greatness, which will be ours again when the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ki'ayim Bayin Yiro, when we'll be on the Madrega again of learning Torah and living Torah, experiencing the Rebbeinu Shalom in an infinite way. So what the Magen Avraham is telling us when he says a remez for Matan Sheni, for Yom Tov Sheni, is very simple. The Svarim tell us that what a Yid, when he's in the Matzav of Gilui Ponim, when he's in Eretz Yisrael, when he's together with all of Klal Yisrael on the Beis Hamikdash, with the Shekhinah, with the Karbonis, what he can achieve in one day Yom Tov, what's necessary for a person that's outside of that circle, outside of that experience, needs 2 days. And that's the Indian of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Not just an extra day to feast. It's a day to, in order to further the experience of Yom Tov, because what's acquirable, what's able to be acquired by a Yid in an optimal state, and one day is necessary for a Yid in a state of Golus, in a state of Hester upon him, it's necessary to have 2 days to be kind of that Madrega. So even though the Yom Tov that comes to the eventual is one day, Chazal gave Klal Yisrael the ability to grasp that which is beyond their limited means by having that second day Yom Tov. The idea of that second day Yom Tov is Bidiyuk, is exactly the idea which we express when we relate to this day of Matan Torah as the first day and not the second day. It means that even though the Torah was given on Shvi Shel Sivan, we relate to Shishi, the 50th day, not the 51st day. What we're doing is we're expressing the idea that we, even though we live in a world of finite, but we've been given a Hachona, we have within us the seed to acquire more. We have within us the seed to reach a Madrega of infinite. So too, when we live in a world where the acquisition of what we're supposed to get, the V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Me'adecha, is limited because we're living in a world of Golus, of Hester Panim, of Pizur Beno Amin, still we have within us the seed to acquire Shleimus. To get from a Yom Tov what it's supposed to give us, that is the concept, that's the secret of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So the Magen Avraham says that the idea of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the first day, the second day, Nun, Nun Aleph, etc., this whole idea of this Shan Nun, this world of limitation, and the world, even in a world of limitation, being able to have a Shaykhis, the world of infinite, the world of without limitation, the world of B'li Gvulim, that is all Shaykh to the idea, the deeper concept of what Yom Tov Sheni is. And that's what the Magen Avraham is saying, and that's why there would be a Hanamina, that this Yom Tov Sheni is so integral to the role of to the essence of what Shavuos is. It plays such a role in defining what the experience of Zman Matan Torah Seinu is, that it wouldn't have any coolness of Yom Tov Sheni, the Chasam Sefer says, as we've pointed out in the Tshuva. The Maskon is not that way, but there would be a Hanamina that it's an integral part of the Yom Tov, and has all the chumness of Yom Tov Rishon of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we might add that the Shvirus Aluchos, which Moshe Rabbeinu did midaitoi, created a reality, the Beis Halevi tells us, Barichus, and Pashas Kisisa, that created a reality of Torah Shebaal Peh. Not the Torah Shebaal where everything is clear, but Torah Shebaal Peh. Klai Yisrael after Cheto Egel, everything that a person is koine, everything that a Yid is koine in Torah, has to be with Amelus, the Shichas, the Torah Yisrael, the Chazur constantly. That Mitzvahs of Torah Shebaal is the reality of Luchos V'Shoinis, and is the reality of Torah Shebaal Peh, on having to be koine Torah with sweat and toil. The Amelus of Torah Shebaal Peh is Shaykh Tiyof Tov Sheni, which is only Takonah D'Rabbanon. What we do see is that even Bizman Hazeh, there are those unique Talmidei Chacham who are able to transcend, to a certain extent, the world of finite ability, and they're able to reach far, far beyond what the capabilities, l'chayra, the intellectual capabilities, the physical capabilities of what a human being is capable of, they're able to reach far past that. Brings to mind the story of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, walking into an asifa, walking into a meeting, and a young man came over and asked him a question, and Rav Moshe answered him what he answered, and the young man asked him the question again. Rav Moshe said, I told you already that it's mutter. The young man said, but there's a prima godim not that way. Rav Moshe says, I'm telling you that it's mutter. The young man said to him again, but Rosh Shira, there's a prima godim. Rav Moshe stopped, Rav Moshe said, what do you want? I learned through that prima godim 300 times. You're telling me what the prima godim says? Now, anybody who knows what Rav Moshe's fancy schedule of writing, of shiurim, of chnushim, of writing tshuvis, the volume of how much he learned, and chazur, and how well he used his time, it's unbelievable. The Prima Godim did not fit into his Seder Hayom. Where did Rav Moshe fancy have time to learn the Prima Godim 300 times? All we can answer to that is that when a person reaches past themselves, and they've planted the seeds of that sharnun, of that world of the infinite, then the Rebbeinu Shem gives somehow koiches that are lamala from what we can understand. Those that were around the Rebbeinu Yoshua always sat and learned basmada, with his hasmada, the stories that are going around now. The tremendous hasmada that Rebbeinu Yoshua learned for 90 years consecutively, most of the time he was learning Gemara. And still Rebbeinu Yoshua's bekius down to the gedolei akronim of the last few generations was mind-boggling. Those that sat in the Bezdin with Rav Eliyashiv testified that Rav Eliyashiv was a chad b'doyer in his bikirs v'akrein. Nobody ever saw him looking in the svarim of Akhrenim. Nobody has any idea when he learned any of these svarim. And still the capabilities that he had, the intellectual capabilities, and the retention of the amount of volume that he saw and retained with the clarity, with the ability to paskin, and to bring anything that he had ever seen to bear on any psak that had to be given, was nothing short of unbelievable. And that, again, only comes when a Talmud Chacham pushes himself and plants the seeds in his own life of a Luchos Rishonos, that he transcends the Gvulim of a Luchos Shnias, of a Yom Memtes, and he becomes at one with that Sharnun. He starts living in that world of infinite. And there's no way for us to define how much could be put into a 24-hour day of somebody who's living in that world. We have no idea because we were never there. Rebbeinu Shem should give us the chayach. All of us should be able to push ourselves a little bit past what our limits are. We should learn to welcome the opportunity to push ourselves beyond what we're used to, a little bit to have that taste of Nitzchis, that world of the infinite, which is ours, and with that, our life should be one constant simcha of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We should feel the Rebbeinu Shem giving us the Torah over and over and over again, our ability to learn Torah, to connect with Torah, to live Torah, to experience Torah, and to connect with the world of Netzach Nitzachim that will be ours in Yetzer Hashem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.